What did you learn from other people there who were Hillary supporters that perhaps you didn't know going into the convention?
I guess I never really did any research about Hillary. Like, it was more just like of what I heard, like, oh, Hillary Clinton is so corrupt, and like, and I kind of looked into it, and she did kind of seem like it, and so that's why I was like, oh God, no, I don't like her. But I mean, these people are, I mean, just like talking to them and just seeing like what they say about her and like what her plans are and what she plans on doing. I mean, it's those kind of conversations, especially when you talk calmly about it, that really like help you try to see like both sides of, you know, of the candidates.
Was there anything that was disappointing throughout this whole process? Anything that you were not so excited about?
Honestly, I was excited about the whole thing. I'm not disappointed one bit.
So what would you do differently the next time the convention rolls around?
I would be a little more prepared about how long we're going to be voting for. I mean, we've been voting for things for 2 days straight. So, I mean, we've just been sitting down a lot, and I mean, we've just been, I mean, we've been stuck in this gym for hours. I just really hope that more people look into being delegates, because this is an incredible experience, and I'm so happy to be here.
What did you see in the breakdown of people by age? You were probably among some of the youngest people that were there.
There are tons of 18, 19-year-olds that are here. I mean, I was really amazed with how many teenagers that are here. And, I mean, there's a lot of college students here as well. But, I mean, mostly all of them are older. A lot of them are really older. So it works out, because we get to see, like, what kind of supporters that both Hillary and Bernie have as a whole. And so this is, yeah, it really opens your eyes to see what the demographics are.